Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Sank into your dream. Pancho was a bandit boy. His horse was fast as polished steel. He wore his gun outside his pants, where all the honest world feel. Well, Pancho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. And nobody heard his dying word. Oh, but that's the way.
Because of because Joey ain't got no balls. Pancho and Lefty, good evening. It's Monday. Oh, I know that's a real pleasant way to start the program, but what can I say? It's insanity out there. The numbers of invaders flowing across our southern border accelerates. Joey's administration is run out of facilities to house these invaders and has decided to charter flights to fly them up to the states on the northern border. Well, are they going to take them to Washington State? They'll gladly welcome them. They're a bunch of dirtbags up there anyway. So border officials requested air support from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement because 1,000 members of families and unaccompanied minors crossed the Rio Grande on Friday morning. And the border agents have another 1,000 invaders they've been unable to process since last Thursday night. As of Saturday, the Border Patrol had more than 5,000 unaccompanied minors in custody. Now, I want you to think about that for a moment. Because they're going to be allowed to stay. And churches will take them in, and you know, and Lord knows, anybody with the last name of, well, you figure it out, will take them in. And then they can begin to have communication with their familias down in wherever they come from. And then once they go through the whole process, their families will get to come up here too. And, of course, Joey will make sure they got a place to live and they'll get their... No, they're not being forced to wear masks. They don't have to take vaccinations. But they'll probably get $1,400 per person. This is unbelievable. Speaking of detained invader families, it was recently revealed that Joey's administration has quietly ended long-term detentions. And according to the Washington Times, whose writer states that now with long-term detention over, familias are either held for a few days for processing or released outright at the border without any ICE detention. In either case, they're free to make their way deeper into the country with deportation hearings years down the line, which is another example of Joey creating yet another pull factor for migrants. Underscoring that this current border crisis is of his own doing, not Donald's. But the administration wants to keep playing the game with his little redheaded bimbo that talks to the press every day. What's her name, the Asian gal? Jen Psaki? With a name like Jen Psaki, she's got to be Asian. Oh, that's racist. Can't say things like that. So now Joey's administration is scrambling to contain the humanitarian crisis that has turned into what Texas Governor Greg Abbott described as a complete disaster. Department of Homeland Security now plans on spending, get this, $86 million in taxpayer funds to put up thousands of illegals in hotels for upwards of 6 months. Guaranteed there ain't enough Motel 6s to do it. They'll put them up in nice places. They'll destroy it. And, of course, the government will pay to overhaul and fix the places. DHS, that's Department of Homeland Security, or Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, has defended the decision, explaining that Estados Unidos is on pace to encounter more individuals on the southwest border than we have had in 20 years. Right, and I'm sure your cousins will be up to see you. So this crisis is thanks to Joey reversing Donald's effective border enforcement policies. On Sunday, Trump blasted Biden for turning a national triumph into a national disaster. He also leveled blame at Mayorkas, stating that the pathetic, clueless performance of Secretary Mayorkas on the Sunday shows was a national disgrace. His self-satisfied presentation in the middle of a massive crisis he helped engineer is yet more proof that he is incapable of leading the Department of Homeland Security. Even someone of Mayorkas' limited ability should understand that if you provide catch and release to the world's illegal invaders, then the whole world will come. Oh, I read something very briefly this morning. I didn't read the whole story because I didn't even know if it was factual, that Texas is fed up. Texas has decided to complete their own border wall. We'll see if it comes to pass. Here's something interesting. Even Mexican authorities are siding with Trump. Hang on. I just got a text. I got to see what this is. Nope, wrong place. No, there it is. The beheaded bimbo is Zuckerberg in a wig and a dress. I've seen that before. beheaded bimbo. Thanks, Steve. I love it. I need a laugh. Believe me, I haven't had one all day. It sucks. So the Mexican authorities are siding with Trump. The New York Times reported some Mexican officials argued that Trump's harsh policies may have at times helped lessen their load by deterring the migrants from attempting to make the journey north. In other words, the Mexicans are having to tolerate these people and they're fed up with it. Well, but then one of the questions was arisen today. How many of these ilegales are hauling drugs? I saw a picture today of one grossly obese, fat Hispanic woman walking, marching out in front of men and kids, et cetera, et cetera. And the comment on Facebook was, "Do you really mean to tell me this woman walked all the way?" She's eating more than Taco Bell, I'll tell you that. So, of course, now Joey's administration is spinning its failed border policies as advancing a moral humanitarian effort versus that of the immoral policies of the Trump administration. And yet such claims, frankly, belie reality, as the humanitarian crisis has only escalated under Joey's mismanagement. Joey is not managing or mismanaging. Joey is brain dead. I mean, come on, folks. Did you see that? I mean, Trump was out golfing on Sunday, and he hit this golf ball, and my God, how many hundreds, maybe 1,000 miles that ball flew and knocked Joey on the back of the head and made him fall down 3 times as he was trying to get up into the airplane. Yeah, sure. So I have to have a sense of humor about all this because I frankly want to explode. Trump's former special advisor, Stephen Miller, observed that what humanitarian principle is served by rewarding and encouraging the brutal, monstrous trafficking of minors? What value or humanitarian principle is served by making it easier for criminal organizations to savagely assault innocent men, women, and children for profit? Because that is what's happening right now. Of course, the Biden, soon to be the Harris administration, is seeking to hide its humanitarian border efforts from the nation because officials refuse to grant media access to customs and border protection. Veteran photojournalist John Moore explained, "I respectfully ask U.S. Customs and Border to stop blocking media access to their border operations. I have photographed CPB under Bush, Obama, and Trump, but now zero access is granted to the media." And thus these long lens images were taken from the Mexican side. Disaster, my friends, is only growing. And no matter how Joey and the demon craps try to spin this as Trump's fault, the reality on the ground defies such a blatantly false characterization. Even Democrat Representative Sheila Jackson Lee recognizes it when she recently stated the plan does not look like it's working. But of course, like a good demon crap, she offered the caveat at this time and blindly doubled down by saying, but you have to get it implemented. Well, we could go on and on and on, but my God. You know, Trump, for a lot of reasons, I had issues with him, and I never made any bones about it. But this is one era or area he actually did pretty well with, considering he still had to fight internal combatants. He largely ended much of the problem by closing down many of the pull factors that enticed illegals to make the journey in the first place. Simply put, he turned off the spigot. Biden's turned it back on, full blast, and now he's attempting to blame Trump for the mess that he's created. Biden's heeding the demands of his radical leftist handlers. He owns this disaster. Or maybe he doesn't. Think about it. Who really does? Who are his handlers? It's pretty bad. But on top of all this, and I've not done an education program for some weeks, dealing with schools, the public education, etc. But this one came and kind of smacked me right in the butt. Because this border crisis is going to be coming to your children's school. Now, you think about this for a moment. This administration is scrambling to shelter thousands of unaccompanied minors crossing this border from Central America. And the media is declaring the crush at the border a crisis. The media is even finally seeing this. But the truth is, this crisis will be heading to our school districts. If we've got kids or grandkids in public schools or we pay school taxes, we need to understand the facts. So the media shows photos of young migrant children. Don't fall for that. 3/4 of these unaccompanied minors are young men ages 15 to 17. You start thinking tattoos, not teddy bears. I think of all the pictures I've looked at over the years, and very, very few young children. But now we've got the teens. They're carrying the name and phone number of a relative in Estados Unidos who will sponsor them. And a few weeks after surrendering to border officials, they'll board buses to L.A. or Houston or New York City, the three most frequent destinations, or elsewhere in the U.S., but they don't want to go to Chicago. My friends, it's nothing more than the beginning of the hard road. Only the law requires them to go to school. But you see, they've endured trauma on their trek, and they missed months or maybe years of schooling. Very few habla inglés. Many don't even know Spanish, only Mayan. And their education will cost thousands of dollars a year more than for the average student because they'll need linguistic experts, tutors, psychological counseling, vaccinations, other support. And then they wind up consuming most of a classroom teacher's attention, leaving the rest of the class to make do with less. And even so, only 66% of students without English skills ever graduate. They don't care. I shared with you last year, and I can't gain immediate access to it. I've probably got it filed here somewhere. Something that my wife acquired from a student who openly admitted on paper. He drew like a little graph, too. It was a very roughly drawn piece with pen, pencil, whatever. And bragged about how proud of him, of his father he was. His father's a drug dealer here in Phoenix. And due to his dealing drugs, had all that was necessary to protect and defend his family. And because of that, this kid was amazingly proud of his father. But all these new kids coming up, they're going to struggle. So are our own children. This migration wave is hitting schools just as they've reopened after this plandemic. Students have missed an entire year of school activities. And for districts with tight budgets, the added cost of educating these young newcomers will mean an end to art classes and band and orchestra and other enrichment activities. What they need to do is can the goddamn sports and start concentrating on education. School districts in four states will likely be most affected. Florida, California, Texas, New York, Connecticut. They also have Central American communities. They'll likely be receiving minors. The only thing I've got to say about it is I guess my wife's going to be working for a long time. Because unfortunately, she specializes in dealing with these kind of kids. And has for 20-some-odd freaking years. In 2014, New York City schools rolled out the red carpet for 1,662 migrants from Central America, committing a whopping $50 million for special programs. And at that time, the parents asked the question they should be asking now, why is the federal government, i.e. us, allowing this influx of needy students when New York already had challenges? Over half of city students read below grade level. Joey seems oblivious, but then he is. Last week, he announced a program to enable Central American children to apply for admission to Estados Unidos from their home country, which would spare them a dangerous trek. But it doesn't alleviate the strain in our schools. We're already among the dumbest nations in the world. Our kids can't read, write. I went to the bank an hour and a half ago. Now, I did not have my normal receipts and my stamp with me, so I, you know, signed the checks, you know, Jeffrey Bennett, Fort Kettle Marine Limited, et cetera, et cetera. And I only had three checks. And I didn't have my normal receipts with me, you know, my deposit slips, so I got a blank and filled it out. And once she finished running the checks, I said, you know, this is interesting. I left my phone in the car intentionally. She said, why did you do that? I said, because it forces me to do what I was taught as a young child, how to add, subtract, multiply, and divide. I manually added up all those numbers. She said, I can't do that. I have to have my cell phone with me so I can do it on a calculator. This is what's wrong in this country. They're not taught any of the simple things. The things that have allowed us to all exist on this earth all these years. Yeah, if I've got a whole bunch of stuff and I'm, you know, adding up 7, 8 deposit slips, etc., I had three of them. And it's just, it was simple. And I wasn't one penny off. So now we got the Democrat Party. They're paying lip service to reducing economic inequality. But their open border policy is doing the opposite, fostering a permanent underclass working for low wages. And that doesn't mean they'll necessarily be doing it legally. But then they're going to wind up dealing drugs. A lot of them will. How do you call that low wages? Now, in the Chicago suburbs, young teens labor nights in meatpacking plants and auto parts plants. They come home at 6 in the morning when their shift ends. They go to school for 2 hours later on almost no sleep. That, according to a ProPublica expose. No wonder they fall asleep in class and age out of high school before getting a diploma. The Dickensian era of child labor is being resurrected in our country today thanks to open borders. And teens who fail to get a diploma are almost doomed to poverty. Nearly half the Central American adult migrants in this country do not have a high school diploma. Their education levels are lower than other immigrants or U.S.-born population. And no surprise, they're also poorer. Unless they start dealing in, you know, child porn or drugs or whatever. And don't think it isn't happening. Worst of all, you continue to allow this wave of migration to continue. Now is going to cripple our public schools and further set back all of our children just when they're struggling to get back on the learning track. Message to Joey. Close the border, shut your mouth, protect our schools, put our own kids first. As a matter of fact, Joey, why don't you just take a hike? Hey, don't misunderstand, folks. I'm not going to be all that excited when Kamana Wanaswala takes over the White House, but and I'm not sure she has yet. I think she's still being, you know, controlled. Oh, she's being, you know, prepped for it all. What is wrong with people in this country? Of course, they didn't vote for him. No, the machines did it all, you know. But after all of that, I come across this interesting publication that I go to not as often as I once did, because it's become way too much of a promotion for the half-naked bodies of the Kardashian family. There's not a day that goes by that they don't have 8 or 10 photo ops and articles about the stupid pigs. And yet once in a while, I'll come across something. I used to get some great health articles out of that publication. They're not doing it anymore. And when they do, all they want to do is talk about COVID, COVID, COVID. So, I came across a very interesting interview. An interview of a migrant apprehended by Border Patrol in Texas, warning that the flood of asylum seekers will continue to worsen under Biden. He says it's not going to stop, ever. This is a young man, nice-looking kid. Look, folks, the number of people that have sought asylum in this country has tripled in the last few weeks. 15,000 unaccompanied minors. Now, keep in mind, if you're under 18, you're considered a minor. We're not talking necessarily all little kids down here. They're releasing these kids, no court date. It's insane. So this young man crosses into Texas from Mexico last week, warned that the flood of asylum seekers is only going to continue to worsen under Biden and his relaxed immigration policies. Now, the young man was not named. Interview was done with a Fox News reporter this past Friday after he'd been apprehended by Customs and Border Protection. Asked if he believes more migrants will come to the U.S. under Biden, he said without a shrug, it's not going to stop, ever. It's not going to stop. And those comments came after records revealed that the CPB apprehended more than 100,000 invaders at our borders in February, compared to just 16,182 in April of last year, when migration, or the invasion, slowed drastically amid the coronavirus pandemic. And once again, Biden's people like to blame Trump. Kiss my butt. So, this CPB source told Fox News that Border Patrol agents in the Rio Grande Valley sector are now considering releasing migrants into the U.S. without an official notice to appear. A process that normally takes hours for each individual or familia. And that move means that migrants who cross the border illegally will be released from custody into the United States, will place the responsibility of returning for an asylum hearing on the migrants themselves through immigration and customs enforcement or legal assistance. And you know as well as I do, it ain't going to happen. This really is a nice looking kid. He's clean shaven. He's got a pair of glasses on up above his head. They're not sunglasses. It doesn't look like it. And, yeah, he's got a smile. He's got a nice sweatshirt on. You know. Unbelievable. I'm looking at these images. Yeah, there's some young children there. The obvious question becomes, are they really their children? Or are they someone else's? Going for the sympathy bath to get in. Here's one of them, you know, holding a flag, Biden for president 2020. It's insanity what you're looking at. It has all become so dire that Border Patrol has no choice but to release people almost immediately after apprehension because there's no space to hold people, even to do the necessary NTA paperwork. And the process of skipping the scheduling paperwork would not apply to unaccompanied migrant children if it goes into effect. Migrants that are released from Border Patrol custody in the Rio Grande Valley are normally transitioned to a housing facility. Oh, that's according to the Catholic Humanitarian Respite Center. And the center's sister, Norma Pimentel, told Fox News she is coordinating her response to news that the migrants might face a quicker release from Border Patrol custody. And the administration is also considering flying migrants to states near the Canadian border for processing. Those states need to stop them at the border and say, get on the plane and take them back down there. In fact, take them way back down where they done come from, Jack. Biden, of course, is disappointed in his officials for not being able to adequately shelter and process the massive increase of migrants at the southern border. I got an idea, Joe. We're going to bring them all to Washington, D.C. Now you dumb bastards can deal with them up there. Of course, a senior Biden administration official who spoke on condition of anonymity said that Joey thinks his officials are not moving fast enough in setting up better conditions for invaders stuck in jail-like facilities for longer than the 72 hours allowed by law. They're breaking the law. Why do we have to pay attention to the law when they have broken it? Joey was disappointed that they hadn't gotten answers from other agencies faster, that the facilities wouldn't be ready for children faster. Oh, Joey made it pretty clear there were times when he didn't think we were moving fast enough. Of course, then Joey starts ragging on Trump and Trump's officials again. Simply unbelievable. Unbelievable. Let's see. This one over here, she'll be a hotel maid. This one, they could put to her work on the street. The hotel maid will be Blanca Lopez Carranza. She's from El Salvador. And J.D. Osguera, she'll be the one working on the street. We'll be right back.
I'm ready, my lord.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. been an interesting year. I don't know when this happened. I just read that an amazing basketball player back from the days when basketball was basketball and politics didn't enter into any of this crap. NBA legend Elgin Baylor died at the age of 86. An amazing Hall of Famer, played with the Lakers. We've lost some big names this year. Names of my youth, my younger years, and yours as well. We'll be joining them soon enough. It is frustrating. You know, it's been some months since I, as relates to the publishing side, that I had dipped into our early archives on Federal Observer and posted anything. And for some reason, I continued to pass this one over and decided to take a look at it the other day, and it's like, holy moly. Now, don't rag on me, because some of the words or names are outdated, like Bush or Anthrax, maybe a few more. But then you begin to realize just how long we've all been played. Understand, it's never going to change, my friends, for here we are, nearly 20 years since I wrote what I'm about to share with you. And we keep falling for all of it. I fear that sundown is nigh. The original title of the article, which was written and published on October the 16th of 2001, Federal Observer was only a few months old. And August, September, was less than 3 months old. It was just over a month after 9/11. The name of the article was "Editor of the Federal Observer's Pissed Off." And the subtitle was, "And You Should Be Too If You Know What's Good For You." I've retitled the article with this updated posting. And the title now is, "This Editor Is Still Pissed Off." I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore. That's it. I'm finished. Finished with all the stupidity and the apathy in this nation. Yeah, all right, we've been kicked, but we're not down. But damn it, when is America and her sheep are going to wake up to that fact? If this is war, then let's start acting like it. No, I don't mean by running back to the movies and the ball games, although all of us need a break. I mean by pulling ourselves up by our bootstraps, if you young punks even know what I'm talking about, and getting about the business of being Americans. Stop the whining and the sniveling and stop being so damn self-centered. The media has done all of this to us. And the people have laid down in the strawberry fields for what seems like forever. And they can't even get up because television and the talking heads have ruled your lives for so long that you become brain dead. Pull the life support, for heaven's sake. Cut the umbilical cord of the damn government and stand up on your own 2 feet. We're into this war for what we are told is going to be a very long time. Why? Because we're told so. We're going to be annihilated by bioterrorists or the spread of anthrax. You can begin to see where we could change just a couple of words and you thought I wrote it today. I continue by saying I'm not suggesting this is not a real possibility, because it is. See one day's headlines below, or hear them if you have the stomach to face reality. Federal Observer posted its first warning about this hazard 3 days after the attack on America. And now it seems that the subject has become the latest news story. First it was Iran-Contragate, Ollie-gate, Rodney King, and then O.J. and Bill and Paula and Bill and Kathleen and Bill and Monica. Whitewater-gate, Foster-gate, Downtown Brown-gate, Monica-gate, Fornicate, Pardon-gate, Bill Gates-gate. Huh? As far back as 2001? Yeah, people, Bill Gatesgate. We weren't listening then. Of course, then my favorite was Drop Your Drawers and Fill the Nightly News with More Worthless Newsgate. Hillary Gate, Reno Gate. Gore almost at the gate. Bush Gate, Florida Gate. Each time you stayed glued to the boob tube for every scintillating detail. Sheep, people. Being prepared is one thing, but this is idiocy. And then something came to me on my email this morning, which I chose to go back and insert into this. It is from a publication called The Sovereign Independent, dated June 2011. Four-page special, pages 13 to 16, 9/11 investigator. Well, you know what they're talking about. And then there's this picture of this smarmy little prick with glasses and a poop-eating grin on his face. The image is titled Billy the Kid Killer Gates. And here was the headline on that newspaper. Depopulation through forced vaccination, the zero carbon solution. Amazing, isn't it? Here's some of the headlines we continued with in the original post. U.S. warnings citizens on biohazards in mail. Postal Service alerts 135 million addresses and provides gloves and masks to many employees. A poll. Anthrax sparks broad concern. When I open the mail, I'm much more cautious. Baby boy at ABC gets anthrax. Is Cipro safe for kids? Boca ER chief confirms Cipro shortage. 95% of anthrax cases are skin-related. Do you begin to see this pattern? Yeah, we could change the names. Hey, I got a video today that said that Italy has ceased all vaccinations because there's a real problem with them. World shaken by anthrax. World shaken by COVID. Panic spreads. Hoaxers take advantage of situation. Abortion clinic gets powder in the mail. It's probably Johnson & Johnson. Baby powder, you know. Offices in at least 13 states receive threatening letters. Second tabloid worker has COVID. I mean anthrax. 73-year-old mailroom worker diagnosed with inhaled foam. Police test for anthrax on El Al flight. Suspicious powder found in cargo. Hold after flight from Europe. Russia offers anthrax aid. We have everything prepared for the eventuality of an outbreak. Anthrax hoaxes cost Aussie economy millions of dollars in lost productivity, possible down under. Anthrax fears grow. Dashiell male tainted baby infected at ABC, second tabloid worker sick. Army not immune to anthrax vaccine threats. How about Army not immune to COVID vaccine threats? FBI passes on investigating the Ohio Chicken Company. The fears sow hysteria. What, anthrax or COVID? Asymmetrical terror hysteria. You know, the damn media seems to think that they have a right to every tidbit of news that comes around, manufactured or not. Years ago, I read a book called The Tools for the Takeover, written by a television news anchor. It's still on my shelf. And in that book, he told how the news was made. One little tiny soundbite would be picked up by the local rag, who would then embellish the story. Then be read by the yokels at the television and radio news department, who would then embellish it even further. And it goes back and forth, and pretty soon it's the biggest thing on the nightly news. If you don't have the idea by now, my friends, you never will. So what's the purpose of this babbling that I'm doing? I've become known more and more for this lately anyway. But absolutely nothing except to get it off my chest. If you spend your whole life reading the headlines of the type we've just shared with you, you're going to freeze and do nothing. And then the enemy will have won. But as Pogo once said, and once again, you punks won't know who the hell he is either, we have met the enemy, and the enemy is us. We are our own worst enemy, people. Because whether we are in this war for a long time or not, and guess what? We have been. I'm not talking about since last March. No, I'm talking about going all the way back to 2016, 2010, 2001, long before that. It's time that this whole damn, and that's what we are, it's time that this whole damn nation stands up and demands accountability in government. It's amazing. There wasn't much that I ever supported Georgie Boy for. That's Shrub, Junior Bush. He had this anger over the leaking of classified information to the gentlemen and ladies of the damnable press. They should have been shot for having such loud mouths, because, you know, loose lips sink battleships. That's what the saying was in my father's time. And all I can submit to you and to the local news media and the national news media today, if we ever expect to win, then shut the hell up. And of course, now as for government, what is all this crap about the American people have nothing to worry about as relates to biological and chemical warfare? Do you think that this COVID crap is anything less than biological and chemical warfare? You know, back at the time that I had written this piece, I'd been at the webpage for the Center for Disease Control, a government agency, of course, who were educating and warning those who would listen or read about the dangers. Given my involvement with health-related things, I'd also been to John Hopkins' website as well, and I put more faith in them than I do FedGov. There are those that tell us there's no major threat to be concerned about, that we won't need the antidote. Except that that's not true, because you got to wear a mask. You got to wear a mask. Let me suggest what you do with the mask. Take the mask off. Crinkle it all up. Use it as a piece of toilet paper. Or plug yourself with it so that you don't have to emanate any more gas into this insane world we're living in. There are people out there who have created this. And Bill Gates is loving every bit of it. All these years later, it's proven that he was exactly what he said he was then. Yeah. He wants depopulation through forced vaccination. You go out and take that vaccination, I'm telling you something right now. Bill Gates won't even send you a thank you card. He'll just continue to laugh his way all the way to the bank. $117 billion he's worth. Russia's offered to help. Of course, Joey's upset something there. But, you know, how about our good friends from China? Oh, that's right. They already did help us. Wuhan Fru. As long as we're not angry at Muammar Gaddafi this week, let's get his assistance as well. Oh, that's right. Muammar's dead. Georgie made sure that was taken care of. I guess it's pretty simple, folks. When are the talking heads going to shut up and stop lying to the American people? Maybe more important than that, when the hell are the American people going to stop lying to themselves? I guess that's a fat chance in a skinny mind. And so while our friends, the weak-kneed, arrogant bastards in the U.S. Congress, were too busy letting Willie expose his Willie for 8 years, and whatever else has happened since, they weren't paying attention to much of anything. Of course, if Willie would have had his way, it would have been foreign affairs, but now the chickens have come home to roost. Chicken. Of course, the members of Congress have gas masks. They have the antibiotics. Oh, I wish to God they'd take them. Damn beloved Israel, at least supplies their citizens with masks. I don't hear too much about that little COVID problem in Israel, do you? There's so much hot, aromatic air coming out of D.C. and has been for so many years that, my friends, the stench is unreal. And that's a far greater risk to this nation and our people and our families than COVID ever could have brought to us. In a truly free republic, and notice I did not say democracy, each individual, not citizen, each individual has the right and the ability to care for his or her own without the handout from FedGov. I don't want to be tied to your purse strings. You shouldn't need to be tied to mine. But that's what's going to happen to our taxes. I began to peruse an article today that Medicare is not going to last much longer. It's going broke. Medicare, Medicaid, who's got AIDS in Medicare? I don't know, but I'm telling you something. The more of these illegals we continue to come through, they're going to begin to start sucking off of that stuff. It's insane. Absolute insanity. Now, I close the original article by saying to hell with this, without apology. And then, of course, I gave my name. Who the heck did that song? I can think of it because an old girlfriend of mine in high school, she wasn't a girlfriend. She was a friend who happened to be a girl. We were in a choir together at church. Her father was the big shot at the bank. Who the heck was her name? Somebody think of it. I got a piece posted on Federal Observer. Young girl sitting on her daddy's lap saying, "Daddy, why do people give up freedom for security?" And her father says, "It's called the Hegelian dialect, sweetie. They create a problem. The problem creates a reaction. And if there's enough fear and hysteria, people will not only accept the solution that limits their rights, but they will actually beg for it." Skeeter Davis. Don't they know? It's the end of the world. That's who the singer was. Yeah. I won't bore you with the story as to why that was her song. She absolutely fell in love with one of the guys in the chorus who was a college student. Brilliant musical genius. And he had to cut it off. Thank you, my dear. My friend Min took care of me. She always does. It's called The End of the World by Skeeter Davis. You actually have it? Oh, you don't know that song, huh? Old song from the 60s, man. If you got it, run it. Cool. That's a perfect closing for tonight. Well, I don't know what the rest of this week is going to bring. I'm still having major battles with this website issue. And getting all this stuff moved over is driving me up a wall. What is this? Another credit memo. Ooh, goody, goody. Well, keep it coming, baby. It's my gal, Min. She takes care of me. She's probably one of the best people I work with at one of my suppliers. Just a really, really good gal. Just sweet to talk to, and I have no idea what she looks like. Don't even care. Doesn't matter. What do we got here? California versus Florida, making the science fit the politics. Yep. Yep. California is one of the biggest sewage rat holes in the country right now. Embarrassing the globalists is a risky proposition. That's good sounding. Bailing out failure and corruption, punishing innovation and independence. Oh, by the way, it was announced over the weekend that Ford Motor Company, guess what they're doing? They're moving production of one of their factories back to Mexico. Oh, six dead, including a police officer in Boulder. See, here we go. One more excuse for these things. You know, the House of Representatives has already approved two gun control issues. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's going to stink. Because once again, we sit back and say nothing and do nothing. Isn't that marvelous? That's cool. We're going to close out of here with Jan Smith's song, End of the World. Without apology, I'm Jeffrey Bennett.
Why does the sea rush to shore? Don't they know it's the end of the world? 'Cause you don't love me anymore. Why do the birds go on singing? Why do the stars glow?
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.